Recent advancements in data analysis. Machine learning has changed drastically since its beginning in 1959 with Arthur Samuel's Checkers playing computer. But it has changed more in the last two decades than in its entire history, especially with the improvement of computing power. In the past, machine learning and big data analysis used to be very limited. Only larger companies with expensive tech had the ability to use data to make business decisions. Now, almost anyone can utilize some amount of data for business or other purposes with a laptop or home computer. Data is much easier to come by, and the machines to process it have also become much more accessible. What used to take expensive computing power can now be done much more cheaply and quicker. The advent of cloud technology has made it easier for smaller businesses access to large datasets without the need for massive amounts of data storage. Now, machine learning has become a completely different field of computer science, with people who specialize in machine learning and data science as its own field. More and more things are connected nowadays, and the internet continues to grow larger and larger all the time. This means that access to data is increasing, but also the sources of data are changing. Even people's cars have computers in them, which means that when they drive, they are creating data which can be interpreted. The vast majority of Americans carry a cell phone and do internet shopping and use apps for navigation. People use their phones to control home appliances, which is another potential source of data. There are Fitbits and smartwatches which allow people to track data about their health. The more devices, not just computers and phones, but devices of all kinds are connected, the greater the possibilities in terms of collecting and studying data. This connection of everything, smartphones, smart cars, etc., make people nervous that they may be at risk of losing their private data. They fear that their privacy is at stake and someone is always watching them. But machine learning and data analytics are making our lives much easier. Finding the right products is easier. Navigation is easier. And finding new music is easier. This is all thanks to machine learning. Image recognition. One of the main applications of machine learning models is for the sorting and classification of data. This type of classification can even be used for the classification of images. Search engines use this kind of algorithm to identify photos, and social media sites now use face detection to identify a person in a photo before the photo is even tagged. They do this by learning from data compiled by other photos. If your social media account can recognize your face in a new photo, this is because it has created models using data from all the other photos on your account. Image recognition techniques require deep learning models. Deep learning models are made with an artificial neural network, which will be covered more extensively later in this book. Deep learning is the most complex type of machine learning, in which data is filtered through several hidden layers of nodes. They are called hidden layers because the models are unsupervised, meaning that the features identified by the model are not chosen by the data scientist beforehand. Usually, the features are patterns that the model identifies on its own. Features identified in neural networks can be quite complicated. The more complicated that the task is, the more layers that the model will have. Image sorting models might only have two or three layers, while self-driving cars will have between 1 and 200 hidden layers. We have made big strides in this in recent years because of the increased availability of computing power. Imagine the computing power that it requires to pass thousands of data points through hundreds of stacked nodes simultaneously. Deep learning and artificial networks have become more feasible in the last decade, with the improvement of computers and the reduction of cost to process large amounts of data. especially with the advent of the cloud, which allows data scientists to have access to huge amounts of data without using physical storage space. There is a website called ImageNet, which is a great resource for data scientists interested in photo classification and neural networks. ImageNet is a database of images that is publicly accessible for use in machine learning. The idea is that by making it publicly accessible, the improvement of machine learning techniques will be a cooperative effort with data scientists around the world. ImageNet's database has around 14 million photos in its database, with more than 21,000 possible class groups. This allows a world of possibilities for data scientists to be able to access and classify photos to learn and experiment with neural networks. Each year, ImageNet hosts a competition for data scientists worldwide to create new models for image classification. Each year, the competition gets harder. Now they are starting to transition to classifying videos instead of images, which means that the complexity and level of processing power required will continue to grow exponentially. Using the millions of photographs in the database, the ImageNet competition has fostered groundbreaking strides in image recognition made during the last few years. Modern photo classification models require methods capable of very specific classification. Even if two images should be put in the same category, they may look very different. How do you make a model that can distinguish between them? Take, for example, these two different photos of trees. If you were creating a neural network model that classified images of trees, then ideally you would want your model to categorize both as photos of trees. A human can recognize that these are both photos of trees, but the features of the photo would make them very difficult to classify with a machine learning model. The fewer differences the variables have, the easier they are to classify. If all your photos of trees looked like the image on the left, with the tree in full view with all its features, then the model would be easier to make. Unfortunately, this would lead to overfitting. And when the model is introduced to data with photos like the one on the right, your model wouldn't be able to classify it properly. We want our model to be capable of classifying our data, even when they aren't as easy to classify. Incredibly, ImageNet has been able to make models capable of classifying data with many variables, and very similar data. Recently, they created image recognition that could even identify and categorize photos with different breeds of dog. Imagine all the variables and the similarities that the model would need to recognize in order to tell the difference between dog breeds properly. The challenge of identifying commonalities between a class is known as intra-class variability. When we have a picture of a tree stump and a photo of a tree silhouetted in a field, we are dealing with intra-class variability. This problem is how variables within the same class can differ from each other, making it harder for our model to predict which category they fall into properly. Most importantly, it requires a lot of data over time to improve the model and make it accurate. In order to have an accurate model despite high levels of intra-class variability, we will need to use additional techniques with our neural network models to find patterns among images. One method involves the use of convolutional neural networks. Rather than having just one model or algorithm, data is fed through several models which are stacked on top of each other. The neural networks convert images' features into numerical values to sort them. Unfortunately, it would be beyond the scale of this book to try and understand the way these deep neural networks operate, but there are many books available that cover those types of models, and also include more comprehensive explanations of the coding required to perform these types of analysis.